The security regulations in place and planned for America's biggest airports do not apply at many of the smaller airports around the country. That's despite the fact that they often send planes and people into major urban areas. Jamestown, North Dakota is in the eastern part of that state, about 100 miles west of Fargo. The airport there has just one full-time employee and two part-timers. Richard King is the manager.
For our air traffic commercially, we have three round trips a day to Minneapolis with Great Lakes Aviation. They fly a Beech 1900 turboprop aircraft.
Have you had any security at all at this airport?
No. We don't qualify under FAR 107, which is the security rules that govern airports. After this event last week, that might change, but that remains to be seen.
So you send your passengers off basically unchecked?
Yes. When they arrive at Minneapolis, they depart the plane, and upon entering the terminal building, they must proceed through screening at that point. It's what is referred to as reverse screening.
It's sort of like clearing customs when you get there.
Pretty much, yeah.
And have you ever had any concerns about the way that system's operating? Have you seen situations or people that you were a bit worried about getting on your planes?
I've never known it to be a problem, and I haven't been at this airport for a long time, about 6 months. Before this event happened last week, we were already considering some measures to be put into place, just minor things. Due to the size of airport we are, we don't have the funding capability without federal assistance to put large measures into place, such as full security fencing, baggage screening, and things of that nature. After this event, it's very conceivable that the FAA will mandate that we do it.
Have you drawn up a budget yet as to see what it would be like if you had to search luggage and have the walk-through screeners and that sort of thing?
I have. For our airport and every other airport, the airport is required to supply the space, and the airline must provide the equipment to do the screening as well as the personnel. For our airport in particular, we will have to expand our terminal waiting area to accommodate that equipment, plus make an area available for passengers who have been screened for seating. We estimate that that's going to cost the airport approximately $50,000.
$50,000?
Yeah.
And you could have a situation foreseeable where a carrier would say, well, it's not worth us spending that money there in Jamestown.
It could happen, yes.
Do you think it would?
I don't believe so. Currently, the airline itself is going to be sending its employees to training for searching baggage and doing hand searches. And I'm told that they have intentions of purchasing some hand wand devices.
Well, you have a situation where somebody could walk on the airplane with a pistol.
We do, yes.
Does that keep you up at night?
Well, it hasn't up until this happened. Now, you know, you kind of come to the realization that anything could happen. It was actually in the budget for next year for FAA funding to put in security fencing in the vicinity of the terminal building. But we were told earlier this year that it was unlikely that we were going to get that funding. Now, it looks a little more likely that it would happen.
Mr. King, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Richard King, manager of the Jamestown Regional Airport in Jamestown, North Dakota.